Let's start off with the little ones first. How was the Tokyo Games on a general note? Because Nigerians have spoken about it, and I asked them last week, 2 medals from the Games, were you satisfied? Are you okay? Was it great? Some people said, well, it's better than nothing, but we keep saying better than nothing every Games. Anyways, let's hear you.
I think for Team Nigeria, it was not a very bad outing when compared to Rio Olympic Games. In Rio, we came back with nothing. Okay, only football was
bronze,
able to
the bronze
win
medal,
the bronze.
Yeah.
But this time around, we won silver. It's a kind of upgrade for Team Nigeria. You know, the purpose is not always to win, but to participate, to be a very good ambassador for your country, your family. I mean, a doping-free game, and that is very important. But of course, for some sporting federation, it was not a very good outing. For example, table tennis, it was not a very good one for us, because in Rio we came back with 5th place, and that in any other part of the world, it's a huge achievement. For Wrestling Federation, it was a very good one. They got silver. For athletics, they got bronze, and for the rest of the other federations, it was not so good. But for me, as the team captain, I think it was a very good outing, because when compared to Rio, it was much more better one.
So with an extra medal.
It was okay for Team Nigeria, but individually, for different athletes, it was not the best one.
Okay, it wasn't the best one. Just before we came in, we've been talking, we're talking to you about your biggest opponent so far at the game, in your career. Whoever had, who has given you the biggest challenge, the one match you cannot forget, the one opponent that was just too difficult.
You know, in Rio, just like I mentioned earlier, we came back with 5th place. And that was when I was like the highest, the best form of my life. Because I started from first round, I got to quarterfinal.
Yeah.
You know, being in quarterfinal, it means the most. I've caused several upsets. I beat about 2 players in top 10. And that was the best form of my life. And everyone was like, it is very possible. And I had to play with world number one, the last Olympic champion and the current Olympic champion. So despite I was in the best form of my life, it was like no chance. So it was a moment I will never forget. Because, you know, opportunity comes but once.
Yeah.
So I was like, this time around, it's very possible to do it for Nigeria, to do it for Africa, to do it for my family, my fans across the world. And in quarterfinal, it was like no chance. So I always remember that.
Okay. All right. Before we get into what happened during the games, I will also confess what I call the games during when I asked that. But before we get into that, let me just quickly note that, first of all, we didn't do so well at the table tennis event of the Tokyo Games. But can you say that by the next games, we'll probably have new table tennis stars that could make an impact at the games for Nigeria?
I think it is very possible. You know, 4 years ago I was in quarterfinal, and they asked if this kind of performance will be possible in the next one decade. And I said, of course, probably in the next Olympic Games. And luckily for us, we have someone from Egypt who got to quarterfinal.
Yeah, Omar Hassan.
So it means it is very possible to even go to semifinal in the next Olympic Games. You know, we just have to get things right. We have to do what is necessary, you know. We have to do almost everything to put athletes as a main priority, to get them concentrated and not losing focus.
Okay, so during the games, when the table tennis competition started and then you were knocked out in the first round.
Third round.
You were seeded to start from third round and then you were knocked out in the third round, okay. You were obviously disappointed by that result. You probably hoped to get do better than what happened the last time. That was in Rio. That's maybe the semi-final, or at least the quarter-final appearance, but it didn't happen. And you went on Instagram and you sent some messages. I do have them here. And it's, from what I see on social media, you all wanted me to perform well, but you removed my coach that qualified me to the quarterfinals, who helped me to qualify for the quarterfinals at Rio 2016 Olympic Games. Now, this brings a question for me, because I want to know, how well we do tactically and technically when it comes to tournaments. Because I'm asking this because I feel like we have the same problem in basketball. The coaches that took the teams to the last Olympic Games, they did well. And then somebody wins the African Cup of Nations and you change the coach. And we're wondering, is it because there's a change in administrator or president or something? So that happened to you. So are we bad technically and tactically when it comes to tournaments?
I think we are not bad technically and tactically. We sometimes lose concentration and focus because of internal problems. For example, a federation who has been doing very well, and because of some problem with a particular coach, you remove the coach, not thinking about the player, you know. There must be a very good connection between coach and player. A coach is like a father, you know. He's someone that you always believe in, just like your parent. Mm. So in Rio, I was with Coach Nosso Rubello, and we did very well. It was a big surprise for almost everyone in the sport of table tennis across the world.
Mm.
So in some other tournament before this Olympic Games, we were together as well. You know, I just feel always comfortable with this coach, because sometimes I will be playing in the next 48 hours and he's always not eating anything. Sometimes he's just fasting and praying. So we have like good spirit together. Mm. And because they had some kind of internal problem between themselves, they decided to remove him. And it was like 2 weeks before the games. And someone who helped me a lot, who did almost everything for me, who put me where I am today, he advised me not to talk because he didn't want them to have some problem with me. And I disappointed him. 3 days after, I was like, I have to say something, because this Olympic Games won't go well very well for me if this coach will not be there with me. So 3 days after, I was like, should I talk? I should not talk. I decided to speak with the sport minister. And I explained everything. I even got some facts that we can actually go with two coaches. And all his efforts were proved to abortive. And I think the highest order was from the Nigerian Olympic Committee. So they didn't take him, but it was not the fault from the minister. Because the minister really meant well for me. He wanted me to succeed. And he tried almost everything. And despite the tries, the problem was from the Nigerian Olympic Committee and probably from the federation, because they had some kind of problem with the coach. So they removed him, and I knew that the Olympic game was going to be like that, because I knew I wouldn't be able to play without this coach. And I decided to play alone, which was not very good. So I was 100% confused before these games. I was not sleeping for like 14 days because I know it was something bad, and it finally happened. So I was not surprised that I lost in third round.
So it is more like self-sabotage at the end of the day.
Something like that.
Self-sabotage, because that's why I asked the question about technical and tactical acuteness of our federations, of our preparations for competitions, because I don't see why I have a coach and then maybe we have a very big falling out a week before a competition.
I felt disrespected as a top player from Africa, not just from Nigeria.
Were you spoken to before the coach was taken off?
I spoke with minister directly.
No, did they contact you and say we are going to change your coach?
They didn't tell me. They did not tell me, because they realized if they told me, I would never agree. So they spoke with my God sent angel, the one that supported me a lot.
Mm.
So they spoke to me through him, and I was like, I should not disappoint this man. But somehow I know this is my career. I have to fight for myself.
Mm.
If I lose, hopefully the blame will be on me. So I did what he told me not to do. I had to speak with sport minister, and almost all the efforts were proved abortive.
Mm.
And as a team captain, it was not going to be a very good one if I said I would not go to Olympic Games.
Yeah.
So I decided to go for the love of my family, my fans, and
you decided,
it was a very bad one.
You decided to go knowing that you're not comfortable.
I was not comfortable, but I was helpless, I was powerless.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
minister was the one that was supposed to fight. He fought with his body and soul, mind and soul, and in the end, the overall power is from the Nigerian Olympic Committee, because they are the one in charge of the registration.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the biggest problem is from the Federation and Nigerian Olympic Committee. It was not from the sport minister, not from the sport ministry.
When at the height of the problems at Tokyo, where we had 10 athletes disqualified, then we heard the story about the phones that were supposed to be given to the athletes. I just called it the Black Olympics for Team Nigeria, because I don't see why we would go to tournaments, because this is not the first time. We've gone to World Cups and there have been strikes. This is not the first time, and I'm like, why do we go to tournaments and have issues? If they say this is what the athlete needs, this athlete should do this. If you're accredited for the games, you get a phone automatically, and then you go and you pick it for them. Thank you for helping us out, but why don't you just share it out? Why you wait for the events to start?
I will like to say the truth without telling any lies.
All right.
The issue of phones. The people were just sharing some kind of bad information, wrong information.
So it's wrong?
You know, it was wrong. It was not true. You know, 10 athletes were banned, and this was because of anti-doping tests that they missed. You know, almost all the Olympians, they put all of them in doping control, you know, where you have to have a login details.
Out of competition test? Yes.
Username and password. And if you remember very well, there were some kind of problem in Athletics Federation, whereby they are having two presidents. Mm-hmm. So during this problem, the anti-doping committee sent the username and password for these 10 athletes, and they did not share it to them because of the problem they are having within themselves. So this actually was the main reason these athletes were banned, because it was like you didn't get tested, and probably someone is thinking from them like they want to cheat. But of course, they did not supply the username and password for them. I have the same thing where I put in whatever I'm going, my whereabouts. So they didn't do that, and that was the main reason they were banned. The athletes were not tested positive for doping substances. So the problem is from the federation. And about the phones, you know, Samsung was one of the sponsors. So it's like you are giving me a phone as a support for the games, and I get banned. For sure, you want your phone back, because you give me this phone purposely for me to compete. And since they were banned, Samsung has to withdraw this phone. But of course, the Honorable Minister, NOC, and Ministry of Sport officials, they went to them, they talked to them, and they released this phone back to the athlete. So nobody among the officials were trying to steal the phone. So this was not true.
So that information was definitely wrong.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that, Tim Kamteen, of the captain of Team Nigeria. That's Aruna Quadri right now. Good for Aruna.
Yeah, Aruna, talking about funding of athletes when they go for competition, we keep having this problem of bonuses and allowances being owed our participants at tournaments, and it happened again at this Tokyo 2020 Olympics, because you complain. Why do you think we keep having this problem of funding for our athletes, where they are being owed their bonuses and allowances?
Is it owed or short paid?
Underpaid, owed, okay. Short-changed.
You know, the biggest problem in this country is not Buhari. We are the biggest problem ourselves. For example, Buhari released the money, and Buhari won't just come to Tokyo and be asking each and every one of the athletes, have you collected your money?
Yeah.
And I think the mistake is not also from the minister. I was there vividly. Almost every time they wanted to pay allowance as a team captain, I was there presently. So the first thing started like, the minister gave the order. Something like, whether you are at the pre-games or not, you are entitled to get this social amount. That was the order from the minister. And you know, minister will never come to me and ask the other athlete, have you collected your money?
Mm-hmm.
So some of the officials were like, cutting from this money, and we started fighting from there. I aged sitting, and I was very happy when they put me as a team captain, because I knew I would be able to fight for almost everything. I don't care what will happen in the end. So we fought for this in the beginning, and those that were short paid, they get paid 2 days after. But another problem happened when we were about to collect the overall allowances and professional grant, and I'm very sure minister gave this order to pay, and we had some issues. And when this issue occurred, that was the main reason I came to Instagram, because we were fighting for like 4 hours, and we tried to get in touch with minister. We were unable to get in touch with him. So in the long run, some of these officials were like, and we will get you removed. And I was like, you will never do anything for me. I have more than 100 lawyers that will fight for me, and even the whole of the world will fight. I'm not just an athlete. I'm not a pushover. So I came to Instagram to tell the world what was going on about the coach that were removed as well. And in Rio, it happened. Some of them were trying to steal our money. This I'm not actually not afraid of anybody, because this has to stop. Someone must speak.
So how do we need this problem in the board?
I think it's a very difficult thing. Just like I said, if Buhari is giving money, he gave the order to pay almost everyone. And he has no chance. He can never be everywhere. So the problem is the people he releases money. Minister also gave the order, but some people were like trying to make things bad for the athlete. And athletes are the main priority. More priority must be given to athletes, because this money were released because of the athletes. And in the long run, minister tried to resolve this situation, and we even get like double of the money they were trying to pay.
Okay, just a follow-up to that. In your experience traveling for competitions and getting bonuses and all those for when you represent the country, are there better ways in which other countries actually pay bonuses to the athletes?
Some of the other countries, they paid like heavy bonuses whenever you win. I think we saw something like that on social media.
Yes, the like entire bonuses and yes, so like from Singapore was highest, 737,000 for gold.
They even gave a house.
Wow.
Give almost $500,000. But of course, we don't have the same kind of situation here in Nigeria. Probably you get $10,000 or something.
I was asking, because is it possible that instead of paying cash every time, you can always have this kind of account where everything is just deposited into, so that
they
instead
have
of going from
well.
Hand to hand
they,
and then reducing the money?
Well. But you know, some of the athletes prefer to be paid in foreign currencies because they don't live in Nigeria.
Oh, yeah.
But on several occasions, we get paid in Naira as well.
Okay. Hello, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Larry.
What's your name?
My name is Lawrence, calling from Life Camp at the moment.
All right, Lawrence, welcome to the show.
Yes, my sister. Oh, please, Aduna Kadri, that's one of my biggest fans. I mean, I'm one of your biggest fans.
You
know, every time, you know, I'm happy talking with him, that is one-on-one today.
Yeah, okay.
So he's a lovely one. But I didn't enjoy your game this time around. But anyway, we understand now from your explanation that the coach was changed, then I'm okay. And then going forward, this issue of this IOC and athletic federation, what do we do to stop all this issue that comes up every time we went for any Olympic game? So what do we do? What do you suggest?
You know, for me as a table tennis player, I'm not an athletics athlete, and I won't be able to share more light on this. If you're asking any question concerning Nigerian Table Tennis Federation and players, coaches, I'll be able to answer that. So I think someone from Athletics Federation should be able to answer, probably the president or the secretary.
All right, thank you, Hardway.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. All right, I was here trying to take in one message on the WhatsApp portal before I go to, of course, pay the bills, and we'll be back right here on the show. Okay, I will take one more call. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Odiri.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, this is Jones Jaffet New, and I'm wishing I was in that studio today.
You better wish.
Yes. Good morning, Aruna Kadri.
Good morning,
it's great,
sir,
to have you speaking to Abuja and speaking to Nigerians. Yes, sir. I wanted to know, what do you think Nigeria needs to do to get a gold medal at table tennis? How do you think the game needs to develop to have younger athletes join you at the Olympic Games to make Nigeria medal and become a powerhouse in table tennis? Thank you.
You know, for me, I think Nigeria is not poor. Nigeria is a very rich country. You know, we have been to so many places in the world, and the biggest problem is like we are always not getting the things in the right position. Like, many federations are into grassroots development, but in the end, we don't get to get them exposed to international tournaments because of funding. And of course, we have a lot of money here in Nigeria. These things are not so expensive. You know, you don't just be training and training athletes. They have to be exposed to international tournaments, probably some kind of training camp in different parts of the world. And with these things, they will be able to win medal. But we don't have this kind of situation here in Nigeria. On several occasions, we did not even get to prepare for the games like 3 months. The maximum was always like 2 months, 1.5. And the same kind of situation was this Tokyo Olympic Games, you know. Okay, they put several athletes in camp, in different camp, in different parts of the country. But of course, it was not enough. Players were not able to attend several international tournaments. Okay, on my own, I attended some training camps in Germany, Portugal and some other part of Europe. Mm. But of course, it was not enough. So it means we need more funding.
I asked the question at the start of the games that why is it that is it right for athletes to be so oppressed? Can't they speak their minds? Like, these bonuses we get, is it going to sponsor your entire career? That your career is on the line, so you have to keep quiet.
So, you know, it is always a very big problem if you are not really bold enough and if you are not ready to, like, okay, let's go. No matter what happened, I'm ready to leave because of this. You won't be able to speak up. And that was the main reason I came to Instagram and Facebook that day, because they were like, we will get you removed. And I was like, I'm already 33. I played in almost all the games and I have, like, good results, good ranking. So if I'm leaving because I'm saying the truth, then it's okay, it's worth it. And I was not just fighting for myself. When I said, I was fighting for the role of the team as the team captain. So even if nothing is going to be changed, I would speak up. And that was the exact reason I had to speak up, so that the whole of the world would be able to know what happened. I didn't say anything. I was not doing any kind of interview before I played. But of course, it was 3 days after, and we were still fighting for some allowances, some grant, and they were not able to give us. And we were fighting for like 4 hours. And in the end, like, four of them were like, we will remove you. And I was like, no, even if you will remove me, I will go now to Instagram and tell the whole world what is going on. So I didn't care. Even if tomorrow they remove me, it's okay. I'm already 33. It's almost my retiring age. Mm-hmm. So nothing would happen. Of course, I'm ready to fight with my last breath.
What a way to show gratitude to some of our biggest legends when it comes to the Olympic Games. You have a question? Go on.
Haruna, today's your birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, sir.
So, okay. All right, good one there, Prince. So we didn't even know that today was your birthday. But happy birthday to you. We wish you lots of prosperity, more grace, age gracefully, and happiness generally, and more prosperity when it comes to money, career-wise, and every other thing.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so just to ask you, as much as it's, I feel that it's easier to for athletes who have been in their careers for some time, who are really good already, who have made giant strides in their careers, they can't really be tied with the national team. If you don't call them, they're okay, they can do competitions out there and they don't have to come back here. But what about the young ones, or those who have not been fortunate to have giant strides in their career, who still rely on tournaments in Nigeria, who still hope that they can get called up to the national team so they can get bonuses and feed their families? Because we know the scene here, it's not that great. If it were, you play in Germany?
Yes.
If it were Germany, there's a league there. How well is our league here? How well does it, how is the remuneration here? So all those things should be put into consideration. But they can't talk. If they talk, then there's a problem. So I'm going to ask, is there any way, or do we have a strong athletes union that can, it's not about strikes or anything, it's just trying to look out for the other guys who will most likely be victims of oppression from unscrupulous administrators?
For me, I think the best is always to speak up, but you know, when you are not in position to speak, you just have to keep your mouth shut, and that has always been the problem. But I think it is very important as well as the top player to speak up, so that the next generation won't be facing the kind of situation. We have some kind of athletes commission, like representative in every sporting federation in Nigeria. But of course, even if they speak up, the right people are not listening to them, it's still going to be the same thing.
Don't you think that instead of having little pockets of athletes commissions, have a general athlete commission, so that when they speak, it is stronger and everybody can just channel their issues through the an umbrella body?
We have also Olympic Athletes Association.
Okay.
And Olumide Oyedeji is the leader, is the president of the group. You know, they are always trying to change things as well. But of course, they can only speak up if the important people are not helping the situation, nothing will happen. Just like I said, minister was not the biggest problem we have in Tokyo Games, mm-hmm. but some of the officials. If you could remember very well, I passed a message to him, something like, Minister of Sport, you just have to come and address the athletes. if you don't want them to spoil the good work you have been doing.
Yes.
Another thing is that he will come to address and he left already, something else is going on. You know, sometimes they make you powerless and they make you helpless. So that is another factor.
All right, I just have time to squeeze in one more call, and I will just do that before I take the message on WhatsApp. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning, Odiri, sports goddess. Good morning, Haruna Quadri.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much.
And good morning, Prince. I think Prince is the background there.
Yeah,
good morning. Welcome.
Yeah, my name is Dozie. I just want to say, it's really, I won't pull any punches. I'll say the Olympics was shambolic, to say the least, in terms of performance. I've listened to what you said about your performance and the reasons. That makes sense. But I want to ask you directly, my brother, if you're in a position to say, as an athlete, I want changes. This is what will happen to make a change happen right now? What decision will you take as Haruna Quadri, well-known table tennis player in the country, to make that change? I mean, this is a very direct question. Don't pull any punches. You're going to call out the minister, who I'm not a big fan of, call him out. If you're going to call the FM chairman, call him out. If you're going to call the table tennis chairman, call him out. What will you say you need to do to make that change today? If he has this, thank you.
I think it is very important in every sporting federation that the right athletes have been selected based on priority and not just on favoritism. It is also very important that government put more funding to sports in Nigeria. I'm very sure they are putting more funding in sports, but the money is not just going directly to the sporting federations. I think it is very important that this budget and funding go straight to every sporting federation.
Mm.
And what has to go to Ministry of Sport should go to Ministry of Sport. So if funding and budget is be given directly to every sporting federation, we'll be able to attend more tournaments, we'll be able to do more grassroots developmental programs.
Mm.
And these things are very important. So in my own opinion, this is what I think.
Okay. All right, thank you so much, Haruna Quadri, for joining us on the show, and happy birthday again to you on that one. But apart from that, I really have to say this from the bottom of my heart, and I think